For most of us, particularly those of a certain age, the story of Cinderella involves a stunningly beautiful girl, necessarily ugly stepsisters, anthropomorphic mice and birds, and a portly fairy grandmother who seems to have some severe time limitations on her incantations. Then there's the prince. He's handsome as all get out and seems to be more than a little inexperienced in the ways of love. So much so that he manages to fall deeply in love with an unknown girl after a single dance. In fairness, Cinderella seems willing to take that same leap into romance, although some of this might be attributable to wanting to get away from her dysfunctional family. That is definitely not the story that the Canadian College of Performing Arts will present when their production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella takes the stage next month. The Douglas Carter Beane version of the story that we'll be presenting brings the tale up to date and repositions the characters into a far more believable story, says Aaron Gavigan, the managing director of the college. This isn't a story about saving Cinderella. It's more about self-realization and transformation. The show also has some incredible stick-with-you tunes and dancing, and the orchestration is fabulous. Truthfully, I think people are ready for a show with the kind of spectacle that this musical offers. The storyline for this version of Cinderella is quite different from the sanitized version that the good folks at Disney offered up in 1950. The Canadian College of Performing Arts will be presenting playwright Douglas Carter Beane's version of the story, where Cinderella opens Prince Topher's eyes to injustice in the kingdom. The prince's parents have died, leaving the kingdom in the hands of a villainous regent, who has been the prince's mentor and has duped his young charge into approving oppressive acts against the peasants. The rebel Jean-Michel, a new character, and stepsister Gabrielle are in love, and they demand reforms. Cinderella uses some of her moments with the prince to encourage him to listen to Jean-Michel's ideas. And, no, there are no talking mice involved at any point. This is a completely different take on the Cinderella story, says Audrey Moore, who has the lead role as Cinderella in the coming production. I love that my character is stronger, smart and kind. She wants to make a difference and is willing to go forth into the world as her own person. Moore said that she loves the fact that the characters in this play are far more three-dimensional. The prince is struggling with his identity, and Cinderella has to come to grips with her own self-worth. At the same time, she's very witty, Moore says. Moore is a first-year student at the college, but she brings a lot of experience to the stage. I started out when I was 6 years old when I was first introduced to musical theater. Since then, I've played the role of Puck, in Midsummer Night's Dream, Uncle Fester in The Addams Family, and the role of the witch in Into the Woods, Moore says. But this role is so different once again. I love the humor, and I can't wait to see the reaction of the audience. There's just something magical about the show. It brings spectacle to the theater with music, bright colors and, well, just a lot of fun. Cinderella will be performed at the McPherson Playhouse from April 18 to 26. Find ticket details and more information at ccpacanada.com/cinderella.